Sodexo USA has food service contracts across the globe, including contracts with the U.S. Defense Department. Recently, the company announced that they would only stock MSC-certified seafood. Senator Begich has sent a letter to the president and CEO of Sodexo USA asking him to reconsider that decision.
You know, our military, and as you know, Alaska is a proud state of our military that serves all across the globe. And I can guarantee you, when I went to Afghanistan about a year ago, one of the things that Alaskans who were serving there asked me for and I brought was, you know, some of our smoked salmon jerky, because they were waiting for it in droves, to be frank with you. So Alaskans know our product. And to be very frank with you, this company has decided, because of some labeling issue, that they don't think Alaska's fish products meet their standards. And, you know, it's outrageous and somewhat appalling to hear their view on this. As you know, especially the area that you broadcast through, I mean, our fish are not only sustainable, it's high quality, and we take great care of our product. And so we're trying to put the, you know, put the pressure on them, as we did with Walmart, who's now obviously reconsidering their whole positioning on this issue. And we believe that the certification we receive, which is global certification, which Canada and Iceland receive on their fish products, is as high standard, if not higher, than what Sodexo wants to have.
Alaska's commercially caught salmon are currently covered by the ASME-supported Global Trust Sustainability Certification, but is not covered by the MSC label. That's despite the fact that MSC is the largest and most well-known sustainability label. Up until last fall, Alaska's salmon were covered by MSC, but most of the major processors in the state of Alaska pulled their support in favor of the Global Trust certification. Senator Begich admits that Alaska's salmon was once the standard bearer of the MSC certification.
They used us as their prototype to show what their labeling can do. And what we've decided, because they charge enormous fees and tell us what to do or not to do, we decided to line up with what Canada and Iceland and some other countries have done, which is a global sustainability label, which has a much more broader appeal. Obviously, the fees are not like what they're charging with this European NGO that just set themselves up to somehow become the authority on sustainability. And, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think any Alaskan fisherman or consumer would want a non-sustainable fish product or seafood product. So I think part of it is maybe we have to do a little clarification through the MSA reauthorization that, as you know, as chair of the Oceans Committee, I'm in charge of, which is the Magnuson-Stevens Act, which we're going through a reauthorization, to maybe clarify this, because at the end of the day, we should be fighting day and night to have sustainable fisheries, no matter where they are in our country, and then make sure the consumer knows that. But we shouldn't let some European group who just is making money off of us, off of these fees, decide what is sustainable, because the reality is it's Alaska seafood that has made that organization exist.
The move by Sodexo USA to exclude Alaska's salmon from its menus and tables comes on the heels of a decision by Walmart to only source MSC-certified frozen salmon products. Senator Begich, Governor Parnell, and other stakeholders asked Walmart to reconsider that decision, and Senator Begich confirmed that a meeting has been set up for early next month with Walmart executives to discuss the issue.
I've called them personally and had a conversation with one of the vice presidents besides sending letters, and one of the things I clearly stated to them, I said, look, you know, Alaska understands sustainability. We have it in our constitution. Embedded in our constitution for our seafood products. Obviously, we make sure that everything we do is not about this generation, but about generations to come, and making sure that seafood is sustainable, which is what Walmart's focused on.
There is a move afoot to get much of Alaska's commercially caught salmon recertified by MSC, but that is still months away, if it happens at all. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.